I don't know what they're called. I don't know much about anything like that.
Or say that they were going, you know, when they put a satellite up in orbit, what do they say that they do with that satellite?
I don't remember now.
You ever heard them say they launch it?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier about men hunting and fishing and so forth. What kind of boats would men usually fish in? Did your husband
boats.
Fish? Yes, ma'am.
I mostly fish from the bank.
Fish from the bank?
Told him I'd done nigger fishing.
Yeah. Oh,
we didn't. My husband didn't even have a boat. We just went and fished from the bank. And just a few people around had a boat, very few. But now everybody's got a boat with a motor and everything that goes with it.
What kind of, well, you remember what kind of boats they had?
Just little old red wooden homemade boats would hold about two. One could fish and the other could paddle. Or
you remember if they were squared at the ends and or
one end of them was square and it come off like this at the other.
Kind of in a point. And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square of cloth to use as, you know what I mean? What would you call a little square of cloth? Say you were going to buy, you wanted a dress that would match a certain blouse or something that you had. What would you call a little square of cloth that you might take along?
I don't know. I just call it a scrap, I reckon.
Just scrap. Mm-hmm. Any of them ever call that a sample or anything like that?
Yeah, on a sample, right? How about that?
Okay. And if a woman, say, sees a dress that she likes very much and it's very becoming, she might say, that's a very what dress? Very, what might she say about it? If she saw a dress she really liked and it's very becoming, she might say, what? How would she maybe describe the dress? Say a woman was talking about a dress, telling her husband about a dress that she saw that looked very becoming on her. How would she, just what might she say to describe it? Just what might you say if you,
I don't know.
If you wanted to say the dress looked good, what might you say? Just very,
well, yeah, she said she would think it would, if she was trying to convince him or encourage him into buying it, why, I guess she tell you, know, it was nice looking or fit real good or something.
And what would a woman use to wear over her dress in the kitchen, say, so it wouldn't get dirty? She
apron. I still use my apron.
You make your apron?
Huh?
Did you used to make all your aprons and everything?
Oh, yeah, I make all of them now. And I put different designs on them and applique them and cross-stitch them. And
yeah. You sew very much?
No, I do a lot of handwork. I do needlepoint and weaving afghans and things like that. I don't use a machine to mount anything.
And let's see. This thing here, would you use and call that a what? That would be just a
fountain pen.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. If you say you tore, lost a button here off a shirt, what might I put there to hold the shirt together? What might I use to hold it together if I lost a button?
Safe pin a ring.
And if you go to the store and say buy some soup or something like that, it comes in a what? It comes in a
can.
What are those usually made of?
That can made of?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know.
Would just be tin or something like that?
Well, it used to be tin, and nobody would, just as quick as it's open, they're taking the food out. But now they say it's got something else in it. You don't have to be so particular about emptying it immediately, but I most always empty mine pretty quick.